This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. But before we go ahead and talk about the stock recommendations, here's a word on the Money Control app. The stock pin option in the Money Control app helps investors get real-time prices, and the app also has added many interesting features, so do check it out now. We spoke to Rohan Patil, a technical analyst at Bonanza Portfolio. He gave us two buy and one sell call and also shared his views on Nifty. Benchmark index Nifty breached 8,500 mark and closed below the same with a loss of 5.56%, forming a bearish candle on March 18. As per the moving average, Nifty has drifted below its 100-day exponential moving average on the monthly time frame. The index has corrected almost 38% from the all-time high levels by connecting the lows of October 2008. Nifty on the monthly chart has broken its 11-year rising channel pattern. If the index closes below 8,800 level till March 2020 expiry, then the said bearish pattern will come to play. The current chart structure on any time frame only indicates bears overweight bulls. Additionally, the Indian Volatility Index has spiked above 63.95 levels. Earlier, we witnessed the same level of volatility in the year of 2008 and 2009. This observation indicates that further downward momentum with some wild swings cannot be ruled out. Current chart formation suggests Nifty may find major support at around 8,000 level, which is well supported by a December 2016 lows. However, on the higher side, the index will continue to face hurdles around the 9,600 levels. In case of a sharp short covering, Nifty may go to 10,200 level. Here are two buy and one sell call for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Bharat Electronics is the first call, which is a buy with a target price of ₹83.30 and stop loss of ₹69.50. Upside potential for this call is 17%. In the recent fall, the stock has drifted near its 6-year low and formed a bullish NEN-star harmonic pattern on the weekly chart. Previous week's candle was a bullish dragonfly candlestick pattern. The stock is trading above its potential reversal zone level. Prices have also formed bullish engulfing pattern on weekly time frame, which adds double confirmation to the prices. Furthermore, momentum oscillator RSI has witnessed bullish divergence near oversold zone and is currently reading near 30 levels on the weekly graph. Traders can accumulate the stock in a range of ₹74.20 to ₹75.25 for the target of ₹83.30 with a stop loss below ₹69.50 on a daily closing basis, said the analyst. Minda Industries is the second call with a target price of ₹296 and stop loss of ₹240. Upside potential for this call is 16%. This is a buy call. The stock is trading in a broad range of consolidation for the last 3 years. Currently, prices are trading near the lower band of the rectangle pattern on the weekly time frame. Prices are trading near its 50-month exponential moving average, which is acting as near-term support for the stock. Momentum oscillator RSI has drifted below 20 level, which is the extremely oversold level. It has also witnessed bullish divergence near oversold zone. During October 2018, RSI had drifted below 20 levels and witnessed a sharp recovery in prices. Traders can accumulate the stock in a range of ₹255 to ₹259 for the target of ₹296 with a stop loss below ₹240 on a daily closing basis, said the analyst. UPL is the third call, which is a sell call with a target price of ₹291 and stop loss of ₹338. Downside possibility for this call is 10%. UPL has breached its almost 4-year long horizontal trend line and is currently trading below its support level on a weekly timeline. Most indicators and oscillators are negatively poised and are looking weak. The stock has drifted below its 100-month exponential moving average on the monthly time frame. This indicates that bears are in full control to push prices lower. A sharp fall in the stock has forced prices to breach below its July 2018 level. Traders can short the stock in a range of ₹320 to ₹323 for the target of ₹291 with a stop loss above ₹338 on a daily closing basis, said the analyst. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.